by Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
Everybody texts and types today, right? Maybe not on a typewriter anymore. I had talked about using typewriters in one segment and everybody laughed at me. But we use keyboards now, right? Computers, and everybody texts. Matter of fact, I wasn't having a conversation with a friend of mine who's 16 years old. He's the son of one of my best friends, and I was trying to have a conversation with him, but he was too busy texting what seemed like a book, doing it very effectively and efficiently, by the way. But are there any long-term effects from this type of repetitive activity that we all do, texting and typing? So to discuss this, I brought on Dr. Alton Barron. He's the assistant clinical professor of orthopedic surgery at Mount Sinai School of Medicine, a senior attending physician in the Department of Orthopedic Surgery at St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital Center, and an attending hand surgeon at CV Star Hand Surgery Center at Roosevelt Hospital, which is the longest-running hand surgery center in the United States. Dr. Barron is also a consultant for CBS, and he's, you know, written for the New York Times. He's been on CBS Morning Show. Recently, he was even on The Doctors. Dr. Barron, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you very much, Mike. I really appreciate you having me on the show.
So I got to tell you, this 16-year-old kid, boy, he was texting like, I mean, I don't know how they do it.
I know.
They're so
know.
Fast nowadays. It was very impressive to watch. Of course, he wasn't listening to me. He was too busy texting. But
of course.
What do you think? What do you think, Dr. Barron? Is this really something we should be a little worried about with all the typing and texting we're doing?
You are hitting the tip of the iceberg. Yes, absolutely. It's something. It's an epidemic, and it's something that on so many levels is problematic. I mean, certainly just from a purely health standpoint of not concentrating on what you're doing, whether it's texting and driving or texting and walking the streets of New York City where I am, where I see countless people who have tripped and fallen or
time.
Run into people, right? So it's a hazardous activity from that point of view. But there is also, there are multiple long-term and short-term effects that can happen just from our obsession with these devices, and we're all guilty of it. I'm not passing judgment. I do the same, but I try to restrain a little bit. And that is along the lines of both overuse, which you can have by overdoing this, and you can actually get inflammation of the tendons and of the joints, the small joints and tendons of the hand, as well as strains of the forearm muscles that can lead to more discrete problems, such as we call it mommy thumb, which is inflammation along the base of the thumb, as well as a tennis elbow, and also just these general tendonitis that can be so prevalent in the wrist area. So all of these, this is very true, but then it's also, if we're spending so much time doing these light touching, light tapping activities, it means we're not doing the things that really keep us vigorous and strong, such as just exercise in general, walking about, using our arms for various more meaningful hand activities, which is so critical to our both physical well-being as well as our cognitive well-being, and that opens a whole other can of worms.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's an interesting side of it. So back now, you mentioned something about if you're, you know, texting and typing a lot, you can get some inflammation in the tendons and stuff like this. It's not necessarily the acute inflammation, though. It's more kind of like smoldering, chronic inflammation. Is that really the issue? Because, you know, I was watching my friend text there. There was no obvious signs of problems. It's really what may happen down the line, correct?
That's right. And you're absolutely right. So yes, someone who picks up a new device that they've never used before or has a different ergonomic setup, then yes. And then they start playing a video game or some other thing that becomes obsessional and takes so much time. Yes, absolutely, you can get an acute dramatic tendonitis, trigger fingers, inflammation, etc. But you're right, most of these are chronic attritional deconditioning problems that occur, again, because we're doing it so much that we're not keeping our hands well-developed and strong, and we decondition over time because these are very, very light activities, way lighter than you alluded to the the typewriter, keyboard users. Back then, in the 50s, we didn't have all these overuse problems. Now we do, because those were actually more mechanical. You really had to hit those things. I had an old typewriter. And and so now it's so light that it doesn't really use any strength. And so then we are deconditioning. And once we get into this pattern, it's a vicious cycle downward, because you have pain. You stop doing other things that would keep you fit. And then you continue to do your work, obviously, or do whatever you are needing to do on a day-to-day basis on our phones, communicating as well as at our keyboards. And it's a spiraling downward. We just decondition further. The chronic pain gets worse.
Let me ask you, Dr. Barron, though. Okay, so everything you just said, it makes sense. I get it. It makes sense. But are we just talking about a theory that we could have problems? Or are you actually seeing this translate into more patients in your practice complaining about this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We talk about it all the time. I mean, I am an orthopedic surgeon fundamentally, and I cure things surgically, but much more of my time is spent counseling people on these problems, saying, look, you've got to start stretching. You've got to correct your ergonomics. You've got to stop huddling over your devices. And I mean, that brings up a second part of what I think we're going to talk about. But absolutely, this is real problems happening now. People come in typically thinking they have carpal tunnel syndrome, because it's such a catchword that's widely known. Most of these people do not have carpal tunnel syndrome, and they have this overuse strain picture. Because remember, we manifest much of our stress, our job stress, our emotional stress, in our hands. So if we are texting and typing feverishly to both accommodate for whatever deadlines we have and stresses that we have, whether we work at the New York Times editorial staff or whatever, then we are overusing. And then on top of that, if we have emotional stress and psychological stress and deadlines, we are using our hands in a much different way. I think we've all experienced that handwriting. You can see how we press harder and write more firmly, and then our hand cramps up. Well, that's a quicker, simpler sign that we're doing this, but we don't get those signs as much when we're lightly texting and typing, but they still accrue, and then it is a problem, and it's ubiquitous. I see it all the time.
So you said something really interesting. If I were to ask people, where's the most common place that we hold on to stress, I think people would say their neck, their shoulders, that kind of stuff. But you just said hands.
Yes.
I don't think most people realize that.
Right. Well, there's certainly the neck and shoulders is the other primary source. And I don't know percentage-wise. I see both, because I'm an upper extremity. I treat a lot of shoulder problems as well. So, but no question that they manifest in their hands. I mean, one reason is that, remember that our hands are controlled by 60% of all the neurons in our somatosensory cortex. So the majority of the neurons in our higher cortical thinking, which is where our emotions are and where our stress can manifest, are connected to our hands, not to our shoulders, not to our neck.
That's really interesting. I think that's something new for my listeners. So when do you suggest that somebody, goes to see their doctor about maybe a little pain they're having in their hand or something like that?
Right. I mean, if it's just an occasional pain, it goes away. And say they work all day, they have a little bit at the end of the day, but by the time they have relax and maybe massage them a little bit or go exercise a little bit or have a toddy or something, then it's gone, and it's not there the next day when they wake up. And that's probably just a little bit of a sign, but nothing to worry about too much. But if it's consistently there day after day for a week or two, it's certainly better to nip that in the bud and find out what it is first, especially if there's numbness.
We're going to leave it there, Doctor. Oh, my guest is Dr. Alton Barron, and the website to go check out is creativecure.com. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.